Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to ace your IELTS speaking test, describing a quick decision. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics that require candidates to recall and describe personal experiences. One such topic that frequently appears is, describe a time when you made a quick decision. This article will guide you through how to approach this topic effectively, providing sample answers and expert tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. Making quick decisions is a common occurrence in our daily lives, and examiners are interested in how candidates can articulate these experiences. This topic tests your ability too. Recall a specific event. Describe the circumstances and your thought process. Explain the outcome and its significance. Let's explore how to tackle this topic across all parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you may encounter questions related to decision-making in general. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you usually make decisions quickly? Band 6-7. Answer. Well, it depends on the situation. For small everyday choices, I tend to decide quite quickly. But for bigger decisions, I usually take more time to think things through. Band 8-9. Answer. I'd say my decision-making style varies depending on the context and stakes involved. For trivial matters, I'm quite adept at making swift choices. However, when it comes to consequential decisions, I prefer to deliberate carefully, weighing the pros and cons before committing to a course of action. Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you made a quick decision. You should say what the decision was about, why you had to make it quickly, what the result of the decision was, and explain how you felt about making this quick decision. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to make a split-second decision during a hiking trip with my friends. We were trekking through a dense forest when we suddenly encountered a fork in the path. Our map wasn't detailed enough to show this divergence, and we were losing daylight rapidly. The decision I had to make was which path to take. The urgency stemmed from the rapidly fading light and the potential dangers of being lost in the woods after dark. We had limited supplies, and choosing the wrong path could have led to a precarious situation. I quickly assessed the options, noticing that one path seemed slightly more worn, suggesting it was more frequently used. Trusting my instincts, I decisively chose this path, hoping it would lead us back to civilization. The result was overwhelmingly positive. Within an hour, we emerged from the forest and found our way back to the campsite. My quick thinking had potentially averted a dangerous situation. Reflecting on this experience, I felt a mixture of relief and pride. While the pressure of making such a crucial decision in a short time was intense, I was glad that I could remain calm under pressure and make a rational choice. This incident boosted my confidence in my decision-making abilities and taught me the value of trusting my judgment in critical moments. Follow-up questions. How do you usually approach decision-making in your daily life? Band 6-7, answer. In my daily life, I try to consider the pros and cons of each option. I often make lists to help me organize my thoughts and make better decisions. Band 8-9, answer. I typically employ a systematic approach to decision-making in my daily life. I begin by clearly defining the problem or choice at hand, then gather relevant information and identify possible alternatives. I evaluate each option based on its potential outcomes and align them with my goals or values. For more complex decisions, I sometimes use decision-making tools like cost-benefit analysis or decision trees to ensure I'm considering all angles. Do you think it's important for leaders to be able to make quick decisions? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I believe it's very important. Leaders often face situations where they need to act fast, and their decisions can have a big impact on their team or organization. Band 8-9. Absolutely. The ability to make quick decisions is a crucial attribute for effective leadership. In today's fast-paced business environment, leaders frequently encounter situations that require rapid response and decisive action. However, it's equally important that these quick decisions are informed and well-reasoned. The best leaders cultivate a balance between swift decision-making and thoughtful consideration. They develop this skill through experience, by staying well-informed about their field, and by fostering a deep understanding of their organization's goals and capabilities. This allows them to make rapid yet sound judgments when time is of the essence, while also knowing when a situation calls for more deliberate analysis. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to decision-making. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think technology has affected our ability to make decisions? Band 6-7. Answer. I think technology has both positive and negative effects on decision-making. On one hand, we have access to more information, which can help us make better decisions. But on the other hand, too much information can sometimes make it harder to decide. Band 8-9. Answer. Technology has profoundly influenced our decision-making processes in various ways. On the positive side, it has exponentially increased our access to information and data, enabling us to make more informed choices. Advanced analytics and AI-powered tools can process vast amounts of data quickly, providing insights that were previously unattainable. However, this abundance of information can also lead to decision paralysis. The sheer volume of options and data points can overwhelm individuals, making it challenging to discern what's truly relevant. Moreover, the rapid pace of technological change can pressure us into making hasty decisions without fully considering long-term implications. Another aspect to consider is how technology has altered our cognitive processes. The instant gratification culture fostered by digital platforms may be eroding our capacity for deep, reflective thinking, which is crucial for complex decision-making. Ultimately, while technology provides powerful tools for decision-making, it's essential to maintain a balance. We need to leverage technological advantages while also preserving our ability to think critically, exercise judgment, and sometimes make intuitive decisions based on experience and wisdom. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, incorporate sophisticated vocabulary and phrases into your responses. Here are some examples. Split-second decision. Split-second decision. A decision made very quickly, almost instantly. Example, in emergencies, doctors often need to make split-second decisions. Deliberate, deliberate, to think about or discuss something carefully. Example, we deliberated for hours before choosing our new company logo. Weigh the pros and cons, to consider the advantages and disadvantages of something. Example, before accepting the job offer, I carefully weighed the pros and cons. Trust one's instincts. Trust instincts. To rely on one's innate feeling about what to do. Example, when faced with a difficult choice, I often trust my instincts. Remain calm under pressure. To stay composed in stressful situations. Example, a good leader must be able to remain calm under pressure. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing quick decisions, be specific. Provide concrete examples and details to support your points. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated words and phrases relevant to decision-making. Show reflection. Discuss not just what happened, but how you felt and what you learned. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly without long pauses or hesitations. Engage with the topic. Show genuine interest and enthusiasm in your discussion. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly will all contribute to a high band score. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our articles on describing a time when you had to take on more responsibility than usual and describing a time when you learned a valuable lesson. These resources will help you prepare for a wider range of potential topics and questions.